Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English news desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. In his weekly editorial, Vatican Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi takes us back to Pope Benedict XVI's recent trip to Malta and the true message of the Maltese Church.
Il primo viaggio all'estero del Papa quest'anno è stato splendido.
The Pope's first foreign trip this year was marvelous. Once again, concerns or fears raised on the eve of his departure proved unjustified. The friendly soul and Catholic roots of the Maltese people prepared a welcome for Pope Benedict XVI of unforgettable warmth and spontaneity. It was a constant crescendo right up to the festive flotilla of accompanying boats across Valletta Harbour and the final enthusiasm of the youth, a true song of vitality and hope. Paradoxically, the moment that the world media were waiting for and had discussed the most was the one that escaped their attention, taking place on a more personal level in the discretion of prayer, the meeting with some victims of sexual abuse. But the way in which some participants have spoken of it has deeply touched countless people. A great weight has been lifted from their hearts. Healing has begun. Confidence and hope reborn. The following Wednesday, the Pope spoke of shared suffering and his emotion. Some days before, he had said that repentance is a grace, and arriving in Malta to commemorate the shipwreck of St. Paul, he noted that this accident was a new departure for the faith and hope of the islanders. Thus, the meeting with the victims found its meaning of hope in the context of the Pope's encounter with a vibrant and pilgrim church, capable of recognizing its wounds sincerely, but also of obtaining the grace of healing. We needed this message.
Di questo messaggio avevamo bisogno.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.